mobilisation against anti-Semitism.
In Vienna University's labyrinth of lecture rooms, dozens of academics, historians and writers are spending 5 days discussing an end to anti-Semitism. The conference programme puts an exclamation mark after the title, as if to say this is urgent.
From the National Socialist Movement, America's premier white civil rights...
From Pennsylvania's violent white supremacist rallies to Vienna's Heldenplatz. Neo-Nazis and anti-Semitism are on the march. What many of the experts gathered in Vienna are asking is why, in the lands where the worst crimes of the Nazis were perpetrated, is this happening? Doron Rabinovici, acclaimed Austrian author and historian, describes anti-Semitism now common in Central Europe.
You have, after 45, an anti-Semitism which is called the secondary anti-Semitism. This anti-Semitism is not in spite of Auschwitz, but even because of Auschwitz. It is as if the anti-Semites cannot excuse, are angry at the Jews because of Auschwitz, because of their guilt feelings. And these guilt feelings produce new forms of anti-Semitism, which would like to say that the Jews are as bad as the Nazis were, and look at Israel, and so on and so on.
Hungary's far-right Jobbik party stages a rally in Budapest, protesting against the city hosting a meeting of the World Jewish Congress. That was in 2013. The next year, Jobbik won 20% of the vote in national elections. Professor Ildikó Bána from Budapest's Iod Vörös Loránd University recently surveyed Hungarian Jews about their experiences with anti-Semitism.
There is a very, very strong concern in Jews about the situation in Hungary. They are not being so much the victim of hate crimes or hate incidents, but they feel very insecure and they feel very much that anti-Semitism has risen during the last past years.
If there is to be an end to anti-Semitism, which is what this gathering demands, then education is essential, says Henry Maitlis, professor of education at the University of Western Scotland. He came to share his experience educating young Scots about the Holocaust.
We found that after learning about the Holocaust, the young people could tell us what the Holocaust was, how it went about, who the Nazis were, but couldn't tell us what anti-Semitism was. That was because the teacher in the class talked about racism against the Jews. But when the kids go home and switch on the television and there's talk about an anti-Semitic attack here, an anti-Semitic attack there, they need to know what that means.
Vienna University is one of Europe's oldest, with a long list of Nobel Prize winners and brilliant academics among its graduates.
An der Wiener Universität.
But in this archival film, the chilling story of the 1930s is told. Jewish students excluded, female students told to go back to the kitchen, intellectuals fleeing or sent to the gas chambers. Doron Rabinovici studied here and is all too aware of this past and the warning signals of the present.
Sartre said in 1944, as long as one Jew is not safe, nobody is in our society. Now, this is true not only when it comes to anti-Semitism, but it is also true with other forms of racism. Now, we experience now a rise of anti-Semitism because there is a crisis. Independent journalism and democracy and minorities are under attack.
The End to Anti-Semitism conference was organized by the European Jewish Congress and the universities of Vienna, New York and Tel Aviv. Kerry Skyring, SBS News, Vienna.